And our first speaker is going to be Tim Cummings to talk about the Be My Eyes iOS app.
This app has taken the blindness community by storm. I think they've already had about 10,000 blind people sign up and 100,000 volunteers. This was developed in Denmark, and basically the idea is just what it says, Be My Eyes. So let's say you're at home and you pull out a can of something and you want to figure out what it is, and you don't have a sighted person around to tell you. You don't have a scanning app or a scanning program to tell you. You can use this app and you go on live and contact a sighted person who basically sees the back camera of your phone and can speak with you in real time and help you figure out what this can of soup or whatever it is that you're holding. So let me go into the app.
Be My Eyes.
I'm overall all the way over on the left. I'm going to swipe to the right here so you can hear what you see when you first go into the app.
Already registered? Log in here.
Okay, so if you're already registered, that's where you log in.
What is your role?
What is your role?
I am sighted. Button.
I am sighted. So if you're a person who's sighted and wants to sign up as a volunteer, you click on that button.
I am blind.
If you click on the I am blind button, which we will do right now since we're all here, all of us here are blind.
Most of us.
The app will put you in live contact with a sighted helper who remotely will assist you with tasks that requires assistance from a sighted person. Through a live video connection, the helper will tell you what he or she sees when you point your phone at something. The helpers in the Be My Eyes network are volunteers, and we cannot guarantee the quality of their help or take responsibility for any of their actions. Furthermore, because we rely on real people to help you, we encourage you to be patient when you request help. You may under no circumstances share any nude, unlawful, hateful or sexually suggestive content via the service, and you should never show any sensitive information such as credit cards, passport or other personal information. Dimmed.
There's been a lot of kind of controversy about this, but this is just logical. The guy who they interviewed who came up with this app said it would be like going up to a stranger on the street and asking them for assistance. You wouldn't go up to a stranger and say, hey, can you read me the numbers on my credit card or something like that.
Continue. Button.
So if we click
back,
continue.
Continue. Back. Button. Become a part of the network. Sign up via Facebook. Button. Sign up with email. Button. Terms and agreements. Button. Privacy policy. Button.
Okay, so
terms. Sign up. Sign up
by.
Sign up with email.
We're gonna sign up with email.
Sign up with email. Back. Button. First name. Text field. Surname. Text field.
That's last name. Surname.
Double tap. Email. Text field. Password. Secure. Text field. Register.
And that's it. Once you're registered, then you can go into the app and use it.
Do you have to log in every time?
No, you don't have to log in. I just logged out. If you want to stay logged in, you can.
Back.
Let me go
button.
Back here.
The Be My Eyes Network.
Okay.
100. Already registered?
I actually, because I wasn't sure how long it would take us to get a person, so I actually pre-recorded a session, which I'm going to play for you, where I actually go online and ask somebody for assistance so you can actually hear what happens. So let me go into another app. I'm going to go into
Be My Eyes.
I'm actually going to go into VoiceDream.
Double tap doc. VoiceDream.
So this is going to be like the old commercials. Is it
VoiceDream.
Tim or is it Memorex?
Folders. Selected. Be My Eyes test.
Here we go.
3 minutes 20.
So
button.
Now let me play you this demo.
Play. Button. Email. Text field. Double tap to edit.
So what I'm going to do is put the recorder on pause while I put in my email and password, and then I will log in.
Log in. Button. Loading. Connect to first available helper. Button.
Okay, and so now I'm logged in, and the first button that we see here is connect to first available helper. If I swipe to the right.
Settings. Button.
We have a settings button, and if we click on the settings button.
Settings. First name,
we'll see
Thomas,
our first
surname,
Cummings, last
email,
name, email
Cummings,
address,
languages, English,
languages, English it says,
add languages,
you
button.
Can add another language if you would like,
give feedback on the app, button, empty list, log out, button,
and log out, so all that from just swiping to the right, so let me go back to the left here,
back, button,
and
back.
Go back.
Connect to first available helper. Button.
And so now we're going to try to connect to a first available helper and try to get some help and see what happens. So let me double tap on this button.
Connect to
creating request.
In progress.
Connecting to servers. Waiting for other part. Connected to other part.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
Great, great. I just have a couple things I want to try to identify.
Excuse me, tell me again. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I have a couple of things I want to try to identify. I've got a bottle of medication here.
Yes.
Yes.
Turn it to the right.
Okay. Okay.
Put it a little bit. Okay, there.
Okay.
Put it a little bit down.
Okay.
Okay. So, what you want to know? The name?
Yes, please.
It says Nature Made Vitamin C.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Great. And one more thing here.
Of course.
Yes. This.
Okay. You have it on the opposite.
Oh, side. I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Don't worry.
There we go. Okay.
Okay. No, you have it from the other side.
Oh, it's upside down. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Turn it from the other side.
Okay. The other side. Okay. All right. Okay.
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 You want to know what?
Just what it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, put it a little bit down, please.
Okay.
Okay, it writes, it's chewy fudge brownies.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much. I'm just curious, now where are you? Are you in Denmark?
No, I'm in Cyprus.
Cyprus, okay, excellent. Well, thank you so much for your help today.
You're welcome, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Disconnect. We hope you received the help you requested. Done. Button. Connect to first available helper. Button.
Okay, so now I have finished with that test call and it worked out very well. So what I'm going to do now...
Settings. Button.
...is I'm going to go into Settings.
Settings. Back.
And
button.
I'm going to swipe to the right to log out.
Settings. First name. Surname. Email. Lang. Add lang. Give feedback. Empty list. Log out.
And
button.
I'm going to log out of the app. And now back to the live demonstration. So,
what about the brownies, Tim? Where are those brownies?
They're at home.
Oh, you didn't bring the
bring any food.
No.
Well, you would have if it hadn't been banned, right?
So, anyway, Jeffrey asked a question, who pays for this? They originally got some money from some Danish organization to set this up, and I think they said they're going to have money until September. But aside from paying for the service, I mean, it's all volunteer. I mean, that woman I talked to from Cyprus, she was just decided to volunteer. And like I said, they have over, I think they have over like 100,000, you know, 100,000 volunteers now at this point. The other reason I pre-recorded this ahead of time was because the first couple of times I tried this, I had to wait a little while before I was connected to somebody. So I think it's gotten better. I mean, they say now mostly if you connect, it shouldn't take more than maybe 2 or 3 minutes. To connect to a person. It works pretty well.
Now, when you connect to that person, do you have to have an external microphone or something?
No, it's the microphone in your iPhone. When you first run the app, it says, please allow this app to use your microphone and your camera.
It's just like a FaceTime.
That's what it's using, I believe. It's a FaceTime.
Except they can't see you. They only see...
They see the back camera on your phone.
The back camera.
Yes.
Is that a free call? Because that's just connecting a Wi-Fi call.
It's Wi-Fi.
So it's not... It's an inexpensive proposition.
But
that's the thing. I mean, to have enough infrastructure to have 1,000 calls coming in and being handled at one time is a pretty big deal. In fact, I think they have had some problems. I've talked to a number of sighted volunteers that haven't yet gotten a call from somebody, and I think part of that is because the infrastructure just isn't handling it all that well. But what a great concept.
I use it all the time. So I've had to wait 2 or 3 minutes. Feels like a really long time.
And I edited that down to about 4 seconds because...
I've never got to anybody.
Yeah.
And what they said is that if somebody doesn't pick up, they send a call to somebody, and then if they don't pick up in 10 or 15 seconds, it goes to another volunteer, and it keeps shifting until somebody is available.
The sighted volunteers can set a time parameter. I'll be available from, 10 a.m.
I think in the interview he said, Jerry, it's between like 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. or something, so...
And you can close the app, I think. Know.
Yes, it's whenever you want to be on. You don't set the time. If you want to say, okay, I'll do this for 2 hours now, you just have the app open, and it's like getting a text message or something. You get an alert from the app saying that, hey, you've got a blind person calling in. Do you want to pick it up? And as Bob said, if you don't pick it up, then the next person who's in line will pick it up.
Is there any way to rate, can we rate, who's vulgar and who's polite and who can understand well and who can't understand?
If you have a problem with a person, if you're either a
a volunteer who has a problem with a blind person, or if you're a blind person who has a problem with a particular volunteer, you can. So I think there is a way to.
I think they have a report thing.
Yes.
I seem to recall. I haven't used it, but I've heard it, and it says you can make a report after your call. They ask you. It's an option.
When you make that call, is it saved on the app?
No.
Do you know if they can zoom in with your camera?
No. So it's what your camera is pointing to. That's why she told me, move it up, move it down. That's what she was giving me verbal instructions.
What it's really, that I found really useful for was LCD screens that, KNFB reader can't read them, goggles can't read them, nothing that I have reads them. But I had, like a thermostat, anything digital, and this thing, they could read it perfectly. So anything that you have that digital that you can't read, they can tell you what it is. They see
so
it perfectly.
Would that work for a computer screen, like if you had a problem with your computer?
Yeah. Yes.
So the question, is the settings by default Wi-Fi, or you have to set it to something Wi-Fi? So let's say you're on the road, you want to, what store is this or something? I mean, even if you have data access to your...
The question is, will it work with cellular service alone? And I think
so
the answer is
second part to it is...
If the phone uses or knows you have Wi-Fi, that's what it defaults to. There is some cellular usage. And you can tell it, if I'm not on Wi-Fi, don't use cellular data for this program or that program or whatever. And so you can also tell it to allow it.
I tried this app a couple of times, and I didn't have the same success that you did, Tim, and I know a lot of people have, but the first time I tried it, I waited 22 minutes and listened to that awful repetitive tone set and didn't get anybody, and I'm glad to hear that that's being addressed. But the second time I tried to use it, I got somebody who was literally on the streets of London and said he didn't have a sufficient connection to see anything from my camera. I think it's a great concept. I'll be anxious to see, whether this continues and whether people are as interested in providing support. My concern about all these things is that it sounds like a great idea, and then over time people find that it's more cumbersome and tedious to do. So hopefully this will continue.
Now playing.
And
be my eyes test. 3 minutes, 28 seconds.
I have as much success as I would like at getting them to be able to see anything with the camera. And I wondered if anybody had any suggestions as to how to make that better.
I think you have to have some light in the room, although I'm not sure if this app turns on the flashlight as needed on the phone. I don't know.
I don't think it does. I think I would assume it probably just turns on the cam. I mean, the camera's activated, but I don't think it would know enough to turn on or off the flashlight. So I assume it's just whatever the camera is set to by default.
We've been discussing using this with a static object like a medicine bottle.
Yes.
When I took the course at MIT, my project was how to sign a document without sight of assistance. So if I have a document in my house and I urgently have to get it signed and get it out, can I point to the document and have the other person like guide my hand to the place where I have to sign the document?
If it has enough sensitive stuff.
One hand around with the phone, and the other with the pen.
The phone has to be on a stand or something like that.
I think that would be very difficult.
Hold it in your left hand, and then they can put your pen down, and they can tell you which way to move it.
Did you say that you don't have to be logged in to use?
No, you do have to be logged in. I'm just not logged in right now on my phone, but no, you do have to be logged in. But you can
have to do it once.
You can stay logged in.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what is it all about with logging on using Facebook? Does anyone ever do that?
Yeah, I did it that way. I did it that way, and it worked fine. I didn't have to put any password or anything. Well, I think I put my password. No, I didn't, because I already had my Facebook password in, and it worked.
Does it use data from your Facebook?
I don't know.